Huh? Just like a big movie. Shafts of light. I'm so excited. I can't stand it.
Michael and I have been talking for the longest time about doing something very unique and having the audience see something they've never seen before.
So this is why we needed you here. This is what this is all about. You start thinking.
Don't stand late.
Don't start with me, Michael. I am your elder, okay? Show a little respect. You see these gray hairs here?
I've known Stan Winston since I was 16 years old. He did all of the effects for a film I did called The Wiz, where I played the Scarecrow.
In case you didn't know, I'm the director. We're in trouble.
All right, here we go, and action!
I said to Stan, I don't want to do just another scary short film. I wanted to present something that's never been seen before. If it's an effect, then it should be something brand new. It should have a meaning.
I came up with this idea of taking Michael further than we've ever seen him. I said, I want you to play all the parts. You're going to dance like you've never danced before. You're going to be virtually in every shot. You're going to be getting up early in the morning for heavy makeup calls. You're going to be dancing in heavy costumes. And it was like that quick. He says, I'll do it.
Just look if you want to look straight ahead or look at the camera. Whatever.
It feels like a rock is behind it. Well, it's just above it.
I play myself, of course.
Welcome to Ghost.
Michael plays the part of the maestro, friendly ghost. Nice people he scares a little bit for fun. And nasty people he scares a little harder, which is what we're doing to the mayor.
I play the skeleton.
Michael, the maestro, reaches down, pulls his clothes off, and reveals this total skeleton. Our skeleton will dance as only Michael can dance. Out from that skeleton that is Michael Jackson comes this 8-foot super ghoul played by Michael.
Are you scared yet?
I played a fat, grotesque, ridiculous mayor who, and I say it in that way because those kind of people, you know, who are just so stubborn, they just don't see the beauty of the inside of a person.
Big, big face.
He's Mr. Right Wing. He's Mr. Establishment. He's Mr. If you're not like me, you're not worth knowing. And he's the guy that really, I'm sorry, none of us like.